Matheson, work to save Matheson's historic train station is still on the rails. The Friends of Matheson Railway Station have been granted an extension until March 17 to finalize its business plan to save the historic building from demolition. In January, the Ontario Northland Transportation Commission, ONTC, paused the demolition until February 27. The additional 3 weeks are the end of the line for extensions. Anything beyond that would pose a risk to critical construction timelines. To relaunch the Ontario Northlander service, the ONTC wrote in an email to Barb Cornthwaite, who has been leading the effort to preserve the building. Cornthwaite is grateful for the extension and thinks they'll be ready. C. Group wants Matheson train station demolition paused a little longer. Built in 1916, the train station is slated for demolition early this year as part of the ONR's efforts to reinstate the Northlander passenger rail service. The station located at 385 Railway Street is set to be replaced by a modern transit shelter. One potential path forward is transferring the building to Apatipi-Anishinaabeg Nation. However, if that doesn't happen, the group is actively working on a Plan B, including securing financing to preserve the station. "We have the costing lined up now," Cornthwaite said. "We're putting together a package to send to mines and other larger organizations, but the first part of that is just a letter of interest that we can go ahead with. It's a bit of a chicken and egg situation. We have to have the financing lined up, but we can't ask for money until we know we have the building." Despite ONTC's initial estimate of $2 million to bring the station up to code, the group's own analysis suggests the costs could be significantly lower. "Our costing, including a 30% contingency, puts the number at $350,000 instead of $2 million, Cornthwaite said. Part of the discrepancy, Cornthwaite explained, comes from an error in paperwork regarding the size of the building. ONTC had listed it as 5,000 square feet, but the actual size is just over 2,000 square feet, which drastically affects renovation estimates," she said. "They have just reassessed and will get back to us with what they will charge us for the building," Cornthwaite said.